Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Today is Thursday, July the 30th. Let me ask you a question. Let's start this show off with a question. How do you deal with change? Something changes in your life, your plans don't work out the way you expected, you run into some unexpected circumstances, you encounter a COVID-19 pandemic. How do you respond to that? Do you struggle with it? I think most of us do. And that's what today's show is going to be about, dealing with change and really looking at how God molds us, how he uses us, how he uses change and unexpected circumstances to help us to grow and to be formed into who we were meant to be. And I think a lot of us, we can sometimes shut down when it comes to change because we like to be comfortable. I'm one. I love to be comfortable. And we're not that willing. If it was up to us, we wouldn't be that willing to go into a storm because it's not fun. But even though that storm might change us for the better, it might increase our faith and help us, we still would avoid it. Well, God helps us along the way sometimes by sending these storms to us and really taking the choice out of our hands. But let's talk about that today. It's going to be based on today's first reading from Daily Mass. It's a good one, and it just hit me, and I thought, you know what, we need to talk about this on the program. But, you know, I am glad that you are here with me on the show. I'm glad that we can hang out for the next 20-some minutes or so. Why don't we pray, and then we'll get right into it. Okay, sound good? All right, let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, we come to you today with grateful hearts, first of all, because we have this opportunity to speak to you, the creator of heaven and earth, our Lord, our God. We have this opportunity to speak to you, and not only to speak with you, but to address you as Father or Abba. Thank you for that. That's an incredible privilege. Father, we come to you today in need of understanding. We struggle with change. We struggle with uncertainty. We struggle with our plans when they get derailed somehow. We struggle with submitting to your will. We need help with that because it's very obvious to most of us now that we're not in control. Even though we like to think we are not ultimately in control of our lives and of the events that affect our lives. And that brings us a lot of frustration. It brings us a lot of stress. It causes fear to take root in our souls, all because we want to be in control, and we're not. So, Father, today we pray that we will be able to understand better why you allow certain unpleasant things to happen to us. And we pray that we will be able to accept your working in our lives, even when it might be a little painful or a lot painful. I pray, Father, that you will send your Holy Spirit this day to come alive in us, to live in us, to give me the words that you would like me to speak on this program. And also, Father, so that we can understand your message, so that we can hear what you have to say and respond to it. Because I know you want us to do more than just hear your words. You want us to do something in response to them. So please let us be willing to do that. Father, we ask this in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, there you go. We prayed together. I really appreciate you praying with me on the program. A couple of things there's one thing I want to mention to you before I forget. I was contacted today by Relevant Radio, and they're asking me to come on tomorrow morning because I think another guest canceled, and to see if I could do it. Well, I'm going to be on tomorrow morning on the Morning Air Show. And that's going to be at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. That's Morning Air with John Harper, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite topics. It's controlling your thoughts, or as I like to call it, the battle in the mind. There's a battle that goes on in the mind. And we get a lot of thoughts. Not all of them are factual. You know, I was just, my wife and I were just having this conversation today. It's one that we have a lot. It's coronavirus related. The fact that there have been times when we have felt, and you know, this is a common belief. Gus Lloyd was talking about it on his show today. When we have felt that if we get the virus, we'll die. You know, and I'm not saying that's realistic. I'm just saying at one point or another throughout these whole 5 months that we've gone through this, that feeling overtakes you at times that I better not get this because I'm going to die. And you don't even run through the whole process. Do you ever go through that with this? And by the way, this is not based on reality. Statistically, it's not very likely that you will even get it nor die from it. I mean, we need to take this seriously, but statistically speaking, the thought that if I get the coronavirus, I will automatically die is very incorrect. It's not good thinking. But sometimes you just go there, don't you? You think like, oh, I just can't get this because if I get it, I'll die. And you don't even necessarily need to put that into words, but it's just implied. And we got to be careful about that. So if we're ever going to find peace in life, we need to be able to reason with ourselves and really hold up our thought, put it up against the truth as expressed by Jesus. You know, or even as it really is. I mean, put it up to the medical facts. But really, I think the most important thing for us to do is take our thoughts and submit them to the authority of Jesus. And I'm going to key this on a Bible passage from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians when he said to do just that, to take every thought captive and submit it to Christ. So when we are afraid that we might die or that we might get an illness or something bad might happen, we take that thought, or we should take that thought, and compare it to the truth. And the truth is that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he is in charge. He is in control. We are not. So me worrying about something that might happen to me, and this goes beyond taking precautions. I mean, you still take precautions. That's a given. You're supposed to do that. But worrying about the weather, for instance, controlling the weather. Well, you can't control the weather. So you really shouldn't bother to worry about something that you have no control over. So that's kind of where I'm going with this interview tomorrow. And we need to train our minds. So we need to take control of our thoughts and combat these negative thoughts, these discouraging thoughts, with the truth in Christ. And when we do that, we can be a lot more peaceful. So if you want to hear more about it, Relevant Radio, the morning air show, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, tomorrow morning, yours truly is going to be talking about that. So I hope you'll be able to tune in. All right, so let's talk about this reading. This got me today. And I wrote about it in my Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled daily email devotional. If you haven't yet signed up for that, please do so. If you're interested in getting a little note from me every day, a little inspiring message, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. You need to just go there and supply your email address and you will be all set. But this first reading from today's Daily Mass, and of course the Daily Mass today is the Thursday of the 17th week in Ordinary Time. It's a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. I'm going to do the whole reading now. It's not too long. And then we'll let's go through it and talk about it. It's from the, did I say Isaiah? If I did, I'm wrong. It's a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Sometimes I'll say something and I'll go back and in the back of my mind, I'll say, did I just say that? But at any rate, whatever I said, it's a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. The word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Now, just a side note, back in the Old Testament days, the Lord would speak to the prophets, and then the prophets would relay the message to the people. They were kind of like a go-between. And these were in the days before Jesus came to earth. The prophets had a big role. So they would speak to the people and relay messages from God. So the word came to Jeremiah directly from the Lord. Rise up, be off to the potter's house. There I will give you my message. I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, working at the wheel. Whenever the object of clay, which he was making, turned out badly in his hand, he tried again, making of the clay another object of whatever sort he pleased. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Can I not do to you, O house of Israel, as this potter has done? So Jeremiah gets sent down to the potter's house, and the potter is making these objects made from clay, and he shapes them according to his hand, you know, using his hands. He's shaping them. And when they don't turn out correctly, he remakes them out of the clay. He changes the shape so that they do turn out correctly. And then the Lord speaks to Jeremiah and says this, can I not do to you, house of Israel, as this potter has done, says the Lord. Indeed, like clay in the hand of the potter, so you are in my hand, house of Israel. What's happening here is that the people are in need of little reform. They're in need of being changed. They're in need of being shaped by God. And he's giving that example to Jeremiah, saying just as the potter reshapes the pot or whatever vessel he's making, I do to you. And this is the analogy that I think we need to keep in mind today. When we are forced into a storm, or when we are all of a sudden forced to deal with a person who drives us crazy, an annoying person, somebody who really teaches us patience or causes us to get impatient, I should really say, or we're dealing with this shutdown of the coronavirus, and we're forced to look at our lives and recognize, hopefully, we could go two ways with this. When we have our plans changed, or when God kind of shakes us up a little bit, we can rebel, we can get angry, or we can, as we should, look to him and say, what needs to change? What needs to change in my life? What do I need to do differently? Or how do you want me to, how do you want to reshape me, Lord? That's the appropriate way to look at it. And by doing that, we remain open, or our clay isn't allowed to harden. See, the potter can't really easily work with clay that's already hardened. If we remain soft, pliable, and open to God working in our lives, then he can take us, he can make from us, or turn us into what he wants to do in our lives. Now, you've heard me pray for this before, and I think I've talked about it on the program. We are called to be transformed into the image of Jesus through the working of the Holy Spirit. That's our job, and that's the job of the Holy Spirit. Our job is to be formed into the image of Jesus, so that when people look at us, they see Jesus. Now, that's a lifelong task. It's something we're going to be working on every day from now until the day we die, or something we should be working on. But it's painful at times. I talked about the impatient, the person that makes you impatient. If you have a problem with patience, generally speaking, God doesn't change you or transform you and all of a sudden make you more patient. When he asks us to grow in virtue, such as becoming more patient, more trusting, he usually sends a situation or a person into our lives that's going to challenge us. For as far as trust goes, he's going to send a storm. If he knows that you need problems, if you have problems trusting in him, he's going to send you something that's going to enable you to trust, especially if you've been praying for an increase in trust. You know, sometimes these prayers of ours, they get answered in unexpected ways. Because the only way you can get to practice trust is by giving a being given a situation where you have to trust. If there's everything's gone along great for me, then there's no need for me to trust. That makes sense, doesn't it? If I have a problem trusting, I'm going to need to go through something that requires me to trust so I can, what, step out in faith and trust, make that decision to trust. If I have a problem with patience, I need somebody in my life who's going to try my patience, or a situation that's going to try my patience, so that I can learn to be more patient. I don't like the way God operates. I don't like the way he does that. I wish he would just change me so that I would be more patient without me having to suffer in any way. But generally, that's not how he works. So the trick is for us to look at the unpleasant circumstances in our life. And, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic is one that is affecting all of us right now, some more than others. But this is an example for us to look at God working in our lives and trust him and praise him, even though we're not happy. That's a way to grow in trust and patience. It's also a way to grow closer to God by praising him all the time. Because you see, if he's allowing it to happen, somehow it can help us. And we don't have to understand everything. We just have to know that God is all-powerful, that God loves us, and therefore, if he's allowing something to happen, and he allows things to happen, nothing can happen without God's permission, because if that was not the case, then he wouldn't be all-powerful. He could stop the coronavirus. He could. He doesn't will sickness. He doesn't like sickness. But sometimes he allows it to happen for a greater good. Will we always understand the greater good? No. And I've heard people speculate. I mean, you look at some situations, you just can't really understand why in the world would God allow this to happen. Why would he allow earthquakes to take place, or hurricanes or tornadoes to hit impoverished areas? I mean, that sounds like punishment. It sounds nasty. And there are so many more cases like that that we can look at and question them. How could you do this, God? That's mean. But that's because we're looking at these events with human eyes, human understanding. We're limited. We're not God. You know, I've mentioned it before, the crucifixion. None of us would have designed the redemption of mankind through a crucifixion. We would have thought of another way to do it. It's just too painful. But for some reason, God allowed that to happen. And that was his will, for it to be done that way. Now, we don't understand that, but we really don't have to understand it, because that's not our job. Are you willing to be the clay and let the potter shape you? Because what we can't do is control the circumstances in our lives. For the most part, most circumstances are out of our control. We can't do that. But what we can control is how we respond to the circumstances. You know, I can't tell you, I have no control over the weather. I have no control over how bad the coronavirus is going to get. I mean, I can do my part, but that's it. I have no control, for the most part, over when I will die, when I'll get sick. I don't have control over that. But what I always have control over is how I will respond to any of these events. I can respond by rebelling, by complaining, by kicking and screaming, by getting mad, by turning away from God, or I can turn into him. I can lean into him and accept whatever happens. I can offer it up, unite my suffering with the suffering of Jesus, and share in his work of redemption. I can do that. I could say, Lord, what are you trying to teach me? Please teach me. I want to learn this lesson. I can praise him, even though things aren't going my way. Praise him for working in my life. Again, I don't have to like the way he's working in my life, but I can praise him for it. These are things I can do. Try to find some happiness in the midst of what's going on. Well, I can do that. And that's it's a tough one now, especially with so many restrictions. The world is changing. It's not as easy to find happiness as it used to be, but it's still there. We can watch a show on TV. We can take a walk. We can enjoy the sunrise. Every morning I get up and as I'm saying my prayers, usually the sun's coming up and I look at the sun rising and I have a wooded area across from my house. Sometimes there's deer out there. I just love seeing it. I love seeing the sunrise. I love seeing the nature around me, the trees, the deer, the flowers, the birds. That's a choice. I didn't always choose to appreciate those things. I'm going to tell you that right now. But I think the Holy Spirit's changing me. It's part of that transformation process. But, you know, it doesn't mean I don't have to do work. I have to work at it too. And I'm always praying for the ability to recognize God's hand in everything, in all that happens to me. I'm praying for that. And I've seen it. I've seen a difference. He's making a difference in my life. And I would encourage you to do that too, because you know what happens when you rebel, when you get angry, when you get frustrated and complain about the circumstances, especially the ones that you can't change in your life, you know what happens? You lose your peace. It doesn't do you any good. It doesn't make you feel better to complain. Sometimes we think it does. I just need to vent. But really, for the most part, that doesn't make you feel better. Sometimes we need to talk to God about it. Yeah, I mean, if you have a problem with what's going on, talk to God about it. Make it part of your prayers. But then move on. I think that's the problem with us sometimes. We don't move on. We complain, and then we just want to keep complaining. No, let them know, hey, Lord, I'm not happy about this. I'm really struggling with this. But I love you, and I know you're in charge, and I trust you. And help me to understand more. If there's something I'm supposed to understand, let me know. If there's something you're trying to teach me, please, let me learn the lesson. I prayed that prayer a lot. All right, Lord, this is not fun. If you're trying to teach me something, would you please let me know what it is so we can move on? And that's a valid prayer. But we just don't want to complain for the sake of complaining, because that doesn't do any good. You know, we just complain. Let me just complain so maybe God will change his mind. Well, one of the things I've learned, and let me give you a secret into the way God works, is if you complain and complain and complain and ask him to change something, if whatever it is that you're asking him to change, if there's a benefit to it, if somehow it's put in your life to help you, he's not going to change it just because you're complaining. So it's best to try to learn the lesson and try to accept it. I have had problems in my life that have driven me crazy, and they just didn't appear to be going away, and I was praying about them. And all of a sudden, I would get this inspiration to say, all right, Lord, I'm just going to trust you on this. I accept this problem in my life. I accept it. And then things got better. That doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen sometimes. So I would urge you to remember, you're not the potter. God's the potter. You're the clay. Let him shape you, because it's going to work out much better if you let him shape you. And you know, you're that piece of clay and you're getting stretched and twisted and molded and reformed. That is going to be a painful process. Uncomfortable at times. Because we recognize when that's happening that we're not in control. And those of us who like to be in control don't especially like to be shaped, even by God. So I ask you to keep that in mind today. You're going to be a lot more peaceful if you let God work with you, if you let him work with you and shape you. and mold you into who you are supposed to be, because he knows what we can become. We all have certain gifts. We all have certain unique talents, and he wants to make sure that we live up to our potential. And that's where our happiness is going to be too. So keep that in mind. If you are struggling with anything today, if you're struggling with change, pray for the grace to be able to accept it and ask the Lord what he's trying to teach you, okay? If you do that, you're going to be a lot more peaceful. All right, well, I want to thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, Relevant Radio tomorrow, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. You can catch me on the air talking about the battle in the mind, you know, learning to control your thoughts. So I hope you'll be able to catch that on the morning air show on Relevant Radio. And in the meantime, I look forward to being back with you here tomorrow, God willing. What are we going to talk about? I don't know yet. The Holy Spirit hasn't revealed that yet to me, but it's going to have something to do with God. Let me just tell you that. I do know that much. Any questions, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I'd love to hear from you. And I thank you for listening to the program. Remember, if you can, please give a rating to the show. If you listen to the podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to it, try to give it a rating, because that increases my audience. More people see about the show, and my exposure gets increased, and I can reach more people. And I would really appreciate it if you would do that. I am praying for you. Please pray for me and pray for my family. And God's going to work things out. If you're struggling, if you ever need any extra prayers, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com, and I'll pray specifically for whatever you need. But in the meantime, let's continue to hang out together. Let's keep following the truth. Who is Jesus Christ? He's the way, the truth, and the life. We keep following him. We're going to be just fine. Thanks again for listening to Following the Truth. And again, God willing, I look forward to being with you back here tomorrow. I'll save you a chair. You bring your beverage. I'll bring mine. And we'll meet and talk about the Lord. See you next time.